broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and through so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, man. It's going to be a barn burner, taking off the gloves broadcast. I'm telling you right now. Ballantine's in the house. Hi, George.
Sam and all our Liberty Roundtable listeners, it's always wonderful to be here. I got to tell you, Sam, I got to be honest, it feels like we haven't been here in a while. I don't know why.
Because time's going so fast, there's been so much news between the times we're on the air, that's why. Just seems like a forever in politics. Lance, welcome.
Yeah, Sam, it's on fire. Thank you so very much for having us back. You know, we love doing the Liberty Roundtable live show. It really gave us our start in radio. So, you know, you are our Yoda, right? Teaching us all the ropes. Anyway, we're happy to be here.
I don't know about that, but we're trying for sure. By the way, George, I kind of thought about the name Miliacho, and I kind of thought, you know, it's kind of like the Macarena. Do you think there's going to be a Miliacho dance coming out?
People are going to be doing the Miliacho? I sure hope not.
I sure hope so.
It could be dangerous, I'll tell you what.
Do you know what he did to me last night? He texted me at 1:42 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And says, somebody won in New Jersey the Mega Millions, which was $1.1 billion. And then started telling me about a dream he had last night that we won, and now we're on the beach.
Well, I'm looking forward to this plan.
Hey,
hold on. We would be doing the Miliacho if that happened, Lance.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
We'd be doing the Ballantine if I hit. What are you talking about?
we have a master plan. You know, George and I have this. George and I have this rate, this pact that if I win in Colorado or he wins in New Jersey, we're supposed to split the proceeds, or if we buy tickets when we're on the road. So I saw that thing last night in New Jersey.
I couldn't sleep, Sam.
I couldn't sleep. I was like, son of a gun. Somebody won in New Jersey. I thought he might be up, because don't act like George. Don't act like sometimes you're not burning the candle at both ends. You're not a late night guy.
Honestly, you're right, man.
Online posting. Don't act like you're not up a lot of nights that time.
Well, Sleep and I
don't
get along
very well. Don't act like you're not checking if you won either.
No, yeah, Sleep and I don't get along very well, so I am up a lot of the times. But last night, I wasn't, but I did get interrupted by a text. So, you know.
All right.
You didn't even wake up for that text. Don't act like that. You slept right through that thing like a dog. You just didn't even wake up. I had to toss and turn thinking that we won the lottery and we didn't know yet.
No,
Ladies and gentlemen, the tip of the spear.
Because you woke me up.
If it means anything at all, it means the right to tell people things they don't want to hear. I have to tell Joe something he doesn't want to hear. Joe, listen to me, my friend. We're talking about Joe Biden people. There's a lot of Joes. But this is just like grandpa, creepy, whacked out Joe, derelict in his duty to say the least, criminal in his intent, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. All right, now listen. Biden claims that he commuted by train over the collapsed bridge where there's no tracks on the bridge, people. I'm telling you right now, this guy is in absolute fantasy land, and he's got his finger on the nuclear button. I mean, what is happening, Lance?
Yeah, you know, this is just a recurring pattern of dementia and Alzheimer's. He's riddled with it. The drugs aren't working any longer. Sam, I don't believe this guy. I don't think he's going to make it to the election. You know how Alzheimer's is. And at the end of the day, you're right. He made this quote, and he's making many others, talking about events that didn't happen, places he wasn't, things he didn't do. I mean,
lying
wow,
on the witness stand or before Congress, lying everywhere. I mean, this is serious business, folks. But the problem is no one seems to care on either side of the aisle. In government or, you know, those who have the ability to do it. Even Jim Jordan and crew are like, you know, we're going to go ahead and impeach, but I guess we're going to have to back off and do criminal referrals. He's guilty of sin, but there's nothing we can do anymore. George, what do you think of those kind of statements? What kind of a capitulation is that?
Well, you know, he got caught in a lie numerous lies to Robert Hur, and another one just came out recently. But, you know, he's an old, frail man with a bad memory, so they won't prosecute him. And I keep saying this, it's like telling somebody that they solved a cold case murder, that a guy who was 80 years old murdered somebody 30 years prior, but we're not going to prosecute him because he's old and his memory's not good. We're going to let him go for murder. Man, yeah.
Good intentions and stuff like that. All right, listen to Joe say this. It's in your test folder, Liz. Listen to Joe Biden, what he says here. It's very fascinating. It's a very tiny clip.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
By train or by car?
Yeah.
Wow. No one else has been on that train there. He's on a train all by himself, Lance.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those little pedal car trains. I don't know. Look, this is insane. Leader of the free world. I mean, he can't lead himself to a bathroom without having an accident. So I don't know, Sam. I don't know what we do about this. And it's time for him to get the heck out of there.
I got George. The answer. He was talking about when he was in his pedal boat. He was actually in the water, but he thought he was in a car or train. Is he in one of them pedal boats?
Yeah.
That could be.
Could be.
Well, sadly, there were six people in the water and the loss of life. And anyway, the train issue is just flat out off the rails crazy. Pardon the pun. It doesn't have anything to do with this thing. The fact is, we'll get to this story later about this bridge. Okay, we want to wait and talk about it in its totality. But I got another headline I want to highlight really quick. Kennedy welcomes Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. Now, RFK Jr., this is clown time. This chick is first-generation American. We don't even know if her parents were citizens. So whether the chick can aspire to the presidency of the United States or not is a serious, serious question. But furthermore, she came to America broke. She married money more than once. She married the founder of Google, got all rich, funded all kinds of liberal, whacked-out causes. She's the one that funded RFK Jr.'s Super Bowl commercial. And now he takes her on as VP pick. This gal has been promoting Democratic liberal causes forever with her money. He took her on for the money. And all I can tell you is what a disgrace this has turned out to be, George.
I'll take it, Sam, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, they're not going to win. But second of all, she will help dilute votes from Joe Biden, which will then help Trump. So I'll take it. Even though she's a whack job, and I think it was a bad choice, and the only reason that Kennedy picked her was because of the money to help get him on the ballot in all 50 states. You know, he just wants to get the, you know, more name recognition, get out there, maybe for a future thing. But he's not going to win. We know he's not going to win because right now Joe Biden and his goon squad are doing everything they can to keep him off the ballot. So while those two are fighting, Trump is going up in the polls.
Sailing to the presidency. I understand and I agree with that point. Let me give you one more little thought and then we'll turn it over to Lance for his commentary on this. You know, you talk about gold diggers, and usually that's chicks marrying dudes or, you know, getting involved with a guy for cash. It looks like RFK Jr. is a gold digger in reverse, Lance. What's going on?
Dollar bill, y'all. I'm going to tell you right now, Sam, I'm convinced it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. And listen, I have to say, she's pretty attractive. And when you add the billions she got in that recent settlement with the Google founder, she's hot. I mean, at the end of the day, I can't necessarily say I blame RFK in the situation he's in, but it's not going to help him in this election run. There's no doubt about it. That she's the reaction on social media, man, it's like full attack mode. Everybody is just talking about how far left she is. Roger Stone said that she's vaccinated, which
he's right.
She must have. Yeah. So how does that fit in with the whole anti-vax agenda of,
she's willing to learn, says RFK Jr. She's willing to consider things she hasn't known before, Lance.
Yeah, well, it's too late, right? If the mRNA has already been altered.
Yeah, she's still shedding is what you're saying.
I just want to add something, guys. George Balanchine I would take her on. I would take one for the team. You know, she's got
I bet you would.
I can use a sugar mama. I don't got one. I'm not married, so bring on the sugar mama, man. Come on.
Bring on the sugar mama.
No, hold on, but she's got Chinese ties, though.
Well, her mother was born there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, that's why I said I'll take one for the team. I'll infiltrate,
Get
the money.
Let me ask you this question, though. How do these people, Lance and George, we'll go to Lance first and then George, how do these people come first-generation American, they're broke, they don't have anything, And then all of a sudden, not only do they get richer than snot, but they end up at the front of the train for anything we got going on in America. It's like these people are just perpetuated to the top. And every one of them is from a foreign nation with possible foreign concerning ties. Now, maybe not. We don't know in every case. But it is of no coincidence that they're literally, they come to America, they get rich, and they're put in front of the train, right?
I mean, I think you have to look at every situation like that nowadays as a potential operation. There's no doubt that the CCP does that regularly. I'm not saying she's part of that. I just think you always have to look a little out of your side eye and wonder what the truth really is, Sam.
Amen to that. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Listen up. Listen to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention. There's a reason why on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got names like Miliacho and Ballantine. We got names like Puff Daddy and whatever Diddy, Pete Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, and you know all this kind of stuff. The poor guy. Feds raid this guy's multiple properties simultaneously. Of course, the news was there. This seems like a repeat of Roger Stone, Lance.
Yeah, they love to get the news, gets the early call to get the early coverage. You know, they had drones and everything else. You know, this is like a scene out of Where's Waldo? Where's Diddy?
No doubt.
Double raids, maybe even a triple raid. I heard there might have been a third one that was related to this. They got his home in New York. They got the one out in California. And he's supposed to be on a plane, George, on his way to, or already in Antigua or somewhere else that they allege is a non-extradition country. No surprise he got tipped off.
Well, Lance, they got his house in California, and it was Miami, not New York. But it just came out this morning that they found guns at one of his houses, I think, in California.
Yeah, but he has every right to keep and bear arms, people. Come on now.
But, you know, Sam, you were going like, is it P. Daddy, P. Diddy? Don't get down on a rapper, because I remember not too long ago in Oklahoma that you were rapping in the car to me and Lance.
What are you talking about, man? Hey, I'm not down on the rapper. I just don't got a name like that kind of stuff. I'm not like you guys. I'm not like tied in with the big boys. I'm just like Sam Bushman. You know what I mean? You guys are all got these all awesome names and stuff, you know?
We'll come up with a name for you, Sam. We'll take a poll.
But I do know this. When I introduce myself as Sam Bushman to one lady, she goes, that is a brave name. So there you go.
Brave name, Sam Bushman.
Yeah. And it, okay. it kind of reminds me of what I remember the movie. What's that movie called? The Gods Must Be Crazy or something like that, where the Bushmen are looking for that bottle, or they get that bottle, that Coke bottle?
Yeah, the Coca-Cola bottle that got thrown out of the plane.
Yeah. There you go, man.
Speaking of names,
I just find it interesting.
We're going to call you DJ Brave now. DJ Brave, that's it.
I like Sam Superman Bushman, but, you know, that's just me. But
Anyway, all I can tell you is this interesting twist, though. In my opinion, the problem that I have with this is why that kind of excessive force, though? You can say, well, because, you know, there's serious probable cause. And my response is, well, they didn't even arrest him, though. You don't bust into multiple properties with, like, riot, you know, crazy ram, battering ram gear and you know, whatever, and then not arrest anybody? I don't even understand what's happening here.
Optics. You know, he was at the airport pacing. There's a video of him pacing at the airport parking lot. I think it was at one of the rental.
That was in Miami.
Miami, while his house.
Because
was
at the
raided.
Private airport there. He was at the private airport.
There was a lot of speculation that he flew to Antigua or something because his plane was en route there, but he was at the airport. I mean, there's video on it. So, you know, but here's the thing, Sam. And I said this.
Hold on. If he's at the airport, why not just pull him aside at the airport and say, listen, you're going to be arrested or whatever. How do you kick in the door, claim you have probable cause, act like you have warrants in multiple locations all at once, but yet we don't even know what really the crimes are at this point, and none of his family's been arrested. I guess his sons were hanging out at the California property or something like that when it all went down, right?
Yeah, his son is part of the federal, there's a civil case pending on him. Here's the part that I'm really wondering about, Sam, that really adds an interesting tilt. You would have thought that would have been the FBI raiding his house along with California law enforcement, but it wasn't. It was Department of Homeland Security. Now, that makes me wonder if there isn't an international twist on this trafficking case or there's more to this story. A lot of people are saying that P. Diddy is the Epstein of the rap world and that, in fact, he was running an extortion and blackmail operation. Now, is it true? I have no idea. There's a lot of speculation online. George, you and I have been looking at it. We're kind of blown away by the amount of accusations there are flying all over. And, of course, people lining up to get into the P. Diddy pocketbook.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be more coming out because once he actually just settled a case with one of the ladies right before this raid, the day before.
Cassie, his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, he settled the case. Now, my thing is, why are you settling a case if you're not guilty? So there's going to be more revelations coming out. But, Sam, how come his house gets raided, like, mid-afternoon when every conservative's house is like Roger Stone or the J-6ers? They go, like, 3, 4 in the morning waking you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Full-blown throttle. But, you know, in all fairness,
well, they knew he wasn't at the properties also, right?
Well, he was in Miami. They hit his Miami house, so he was there somewhere. Did he know he was coming to raid and that's why he wasn't there? I would bet on it that he knew.
Well, that's really the question. So I agree 100% there's more to this story. I agree there might be some damning details to this piece. But at this point, though, why put this in front of the American people without the details but the force of government? And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because they are gearing up to make every one of us in fear that they're going to pound in our door next. That's what this is about, Lance.
I have two theories.
That is the way they operate, right? This whole thing for the optics of the media, they come in like a paramilitary squad. It's part of the operation. At the end of the day, I believe this is just standard in the playbook, especially when they have high-profile targets. They do it because they want to make it look like they're doing something that matters. And at the end of the day, let's face it, it's surprising when we actually see actions that aren't related to not going after Donald Trump.
And
these organizations,
in my
opinion, are overzealous.
Forget the media and the, you know, whatever, weaponized. Look, if this guy's guilty, go ahead and take action quietly and mellow. When you have evidence, let's produce it. Right now, what you got is a political theater agenda based on the manipulation of public opinion. So it's a psyop, to say the least. Whether it's got, you know, truth or legs to it, we'll find out. But in the meantime, the truth isn't being told on this story at all, just the antics are, to put everybody in fear, George.
Well, you're not going to get the truth because just like Epstein, there's probably high-profile people, Hollywood people involved in this, and, you know, they're going to keep it under the wraps. But this incident with Puff Daddy, I have two theories. That, and including the bridge, is one just big distraction. So we need to keep their eye on the prize on the corrupt government and politicians, because there's some stuff going on that they want you to focus on this. Number two is P. Diddy is an expendable asset. Okay, they're using him. Put him out there with this phony stuff to justify going after Trump. So they can say, oh, we don't just go after the right. Here, we just went after this big Hollywood mogul. Think about it.
All right. That's my only question left is, did he do it, Lance? Speaking of Diddy.
Yes.
You know, they're changing his name to P. Diddler. I'm going with that he did do it. I believe that that's what happens with these Hollywood elites and the rest of that upper echelon. You know, they start getting these unsavory ideas, and there's all sorts of people that are willing to help, like Epstein and P. Diddy. I think this is really going to be a blockbuster as far as more information. And I do agree with George. They love to use media, and let's face it, maybe he's just out of favor with the top people, and they're like, well, let's just use Diddy. He's a great redirection. And there's a true story behind it, because I think we're going to see it. You know, look, Cat Williams was just outing him on and on and on just recently in an interview with Joe Rogan and others, and he's been talking about it. And funny enough, 50 Cent has got a documentary coming out exposing all the stories.
Oh, how convenient. So, you know, my problem is they always supposedly go after these sex traffickers, human traffickers globally, and they always act like they're getting to the bottom of it. But what they really do is it reminds me of kind of how they treated Hitler. They jettisoned Hitler and acted like he was the evil guy. And I'm not defending Hitler in any way. Don't misunderstand the point. But we were involved in this eugenics movement right along with Hitler until the day we decided to axe the guy and say he was the bad guy. Then we took some of this, you know, underground. And that's kind of the problem here. I don't believe that we're going to get to the bottom of any of this stuff at all. It's just going to basically continue with reckless abandon, whether, you know, Epstein stopped, whether Ghislaine or whatever Maxwell decides to do this or that, or whether, you know, Sean Diddy Combs does this or that. They're not going to, whatever they're going to do, it's going to be a let the axe fall on someone, put the cover up in place. So I'm not saying that he is not guilty or that there's not, you know, pay dirt here. What I'm saying is you got to separate their optics and antics from what's really happening to get to the bottom of it. And that really reminds me of the next piece to talk about. There's an article in the Western Journal written by General Michael Flynn. Jen Flynn says a new type of warfare is here, and our police need special training to deal with it. And it goes on and talks about the value of fifth generation warfare and irregular warfare, if you will, awareness training for U.S. law enforcement cannot be underestimated. We've got to have it. And he goes on in this great article in the Western Journal, and he talks about several different topics related to this that's really critical, Lance, for people to understand. And I believe it relates a lot to this Combs story, if you will.
I mean, look, we know that they have weaponized the media. We've got all sorts of information over the last really 12, 18 months. We know that they used it to suspend people. They had created a narrative behind the scenes. And this is, you know, the U.S. is facing a complex and it's an evolving threat. We're getting all these state actors like the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing with bot farms and going after people. You know, something comes up that maybe is the truth, and they attack it and they try to discredit it. And they do that to every individual. When you're over the target, if you're Sam Bushman, if you're George Ballantyne, and you're over the target, you come out with some breaking investigative journalism, they're going to do everything to undermine it and make the people, the public, believe that it's not the truth. And I believe Flynn is onto something here, because our law enforcement across the country needs to be trained, because this is something they're not used to. This is more common in military operations. But I believe the press is being used in a military operation-like fashion nationally against the people of the United States. And George, you and I have covered this a lot. We've spent a lot of time with General Flynn. We've had these discussions with him, and we both read all of his recent books, the 5GW series, and there's a third one coming out. Big stuff, George.
We'll come back and talk about it more in seconds. George Ballantyne can sound off on this as well. Look, folks, as the U.S. faces complex and evolving threats, particularly from state actors like the United States government and the CCP, we better be savvy. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your Daily, Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore. USA's Laura Winters.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore. Now, someone on the ship issuing a Mayday call after losing power. President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation, which undoubtedly saved lives.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. An American journalist being held on espionage charges in Russia will be held in pretrial detention a little longer following a Russian court order. It came down Monday, ordering Evan Gershkovich to remain in Moscow police custody pending trial. Gershkovich has insisted he was on a work trip as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Supreme Court deliberating a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of mifepristone. The Biden administration contended that upholding the decision would cause harm to women throughout the country. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is announcing his selection for vice president during a rally in Oakland, California, Tuesday.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
The independent candidate revealed his pick is a 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur. The VP pick is expected to bring more money and more momentum for his campaign. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, Sam Bushman back on your radio. Look, we're talking about situational awareness. We're talking about knowledge to navigate this pivotal moment in history, folks. They are changing the game, okay? This fifth-generation warfare stuff has terms that kind of explain how it all works, etc. All right, gray zone conflict, for example. What the heck's that, people are going to be asking. So they're blurring the lines of everything, George, and that's the big problem.
It is, and that's why this book is extremely helpful and knowledgeable in teaching just your everyday person to know what to look for, how to detect things. I mean, it's definitely a book anybody should get because it's not all, well, not only could help the police, but, you know, every day you see, just like, for example, social media, you know, things being put out there and people want to jump on that and just put it out without actually researching it. Like it could be an altered AI video. I've done it. And let's say Lance would tell me something and I took it down or, you know, it happens. But the more you're educated, the more tools you have to fight this off. So like, if you look back in the military, they used to use the radio back in the day to put messages out there in other countries to overthrow like an opposition leader. So now you have you add social media in the mix and everybody's on social media. Now you add AI, and just with AI mimicking people's voices, it's, if you don't know what to look for, it can be very difficult for people. And I know in videos, AI videos, there's ways to detect it, you know, with the naked eye, if you know what you're doing. But like fifth generation warfare, it involves like involved in the use of technology, information warfare, psychological operations, and it's all done to undermine an opponent. And we see it happening every day, especially on social media. So I suggest that anybody, you buy that book, 5GW, even the AI book is a book, and they're coming out with a third one, which is more in depth of the 5G. So it's awareness training. And just like you see cops every day, like as you see these videos, I think the guy's a Long Island audit, where he goes in and a lot of police are not trained properly in knowing the laws. You know, they think they know the law, and on how you present yourself, they'll look at you like, oh, you're just somebody, you don't know the law. And just, I'll give you a case. There was a lieutenant. He was a lieutenant. He was on a force for 27 years. He's still on. He was a lieutenant for like 24 years. He didn't know what the Miranda rights were. He was being questioned in court. How do you not know you're a lieutenant. How do you not know the Miranda rights? That's how bad it gets. You do not know the Miranda rights.
All I can say is he's right, Lance. He's spot on.
Listen, non-kinetic warfare that's actually outlined in this book, 5GW, that's really the tool now, right? It's the least expensive of warfare, because when you go into conventional warfare, it's an expensive operation to run. These ops are very organized. You know, it starts out with a narrative that's created by whatever individuals at the top of the pyramid, and it flows down to mainstream media, to social media, and then directly to agents that are either paid operatives or they're just being tricked into being operatives. And I think it's about being aware, right? It's situational awareness at a different level. It's not just when you go out in public or you go to an event. It's about when you're absorbing information and material. You know, we always talk about on the Big Meg that we want to educate and unify the country one episode at a time by bringing the truth, bringing the receipts, bringing the right guests. This is really an amazing tool. I drew so much from this book, Sam. I recommend everybody get it and read it. And here's what I think is amazing, Sam. You've got your event coming up. This is an incredible opportunity for you to get General Flynn to train those constitutional sheriffs. I mean, it's amazing what you've set up here.
Actually, we're going to have him tease. Believe it or not, we're going to have Boone introduce Flynn. And Boone's going to tease what partnership we're developing to train sheriffs all across the country. about this situational awareness, about fifth generation warfare, about this gray zone conflict topic. What we're really dealing with is a new kind of warfare where they control the information, they manipulate public opinion, they use that then to push narratives that are true when they want to, push narratives that are false when they want to, and then the problem is they blur the line of the difference. And what they try to do is claim that, well, we're the state, so whatever we say is accurate. Anybody who conflicts with what we have to say is a ne'er-do-well and should be destroyed, demonized. Okay, and this is the warfare we're talking about. How does that relate, you ask? Well, just take Combs, for example, and I know I can go back to this, but you should have been checking with the sheriff in Miami. You should have been checking with the sheriff in Los Angeles, and they should have said, hey, do you have your ducks in a row? What's this raid's about? Because due process, even for Diddy Combs, okay, whether he's done something wrong or not, look, let the facts come out. Fine, I'm all good with that. But let's deal with due process for the citizen. They didn't give him due process in this case, as far as I can tell. They just kicked in the doors. And you can say, well, wait a minute, Sam, they had probable cause and they had warrants. And fine, but you still are violating due process when this guy isn't even there. It's like, if you're not going to arrest somebody, you sure shouldn't be kicking in doors and doing all this stuff. There's no due process here. And sadly, even Donald Trump said, hey, take the guns first, due process second. Now the due process is, you know, starting to barbecue Trump and Combs and everybody else. To me, it's about due process and free speech here. But again, this fifth generation warfare is manipulating the reality to where people don't even know what's what. They don't even know which way's up anymore, Lance.
Well, look, people are uneducated when it comes to the law, and there's no doubt that they've used that to their advantage. And they manipulate it, right? They put lies out in the media to control it, because violating people's civil rights becomes really simple when you're dealing with an uneducated populace. And we're talking about violation of rights under color of law is what they call that. And it's a constitutional violation, and it's one of the most important constitutional protections we have. But people aren't prepared for it, right? You get into a situation, your house gets raided for one reason or another, or you're in the middle of a raid, or you're in the middle of that. It's a complicated event, and if you haven't pre-prepared for it, and I think a book like this can really help you to pre-prepare, I think educating yourself about the law and what your rights really are, because like George said, these law enforcement will go out of their way. They're not many times knowledgeable, and they're going to do whatever they can get away with, because that's the influence from the top. We have friends that have left the FBI because the FBI has said at the senior advisors, what constitution? That's their attitude, Sam. I don't know how we fix that, but it's terrible, right? It shouldn't be happening.
I want to interject here on something what you just said, Sam, with P. Diddy. So, first of all, we don't know what the FBI or the Homeland Security, we don't know what evidence they do have. If we did know, then it means that they wouldn't be doing a good job. So they could have got the search warrant based on evidence they have and looking for more evidence. And then once, if they collect that evidence or find it, then they make an arrest. They don't necessarily
have to
make
100%.
An arrest. Based,
but here's the problem, George. Warrant. If you want to get a search warrant, if you want to go ahead and do that, it doesn't need to coordinate by bringing the media there to get video of the kick-ins. Okay,
of course
you can't
not.
Have it both ways, is what I'm getting at. Either you're manipulating the public without information, violating due process, and you know, destroying somebody's character. If you've got the evidence and the goods, then you need to do it quietly. If you're not ready to release that evidence, then don't release half the story that manipulates the people.
Right,
without
they did
due
that
process.
To Roger Stone with CNN.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting
was
at.
There.
So you're right. I get it. If you say, look, we've got witnesses and details and evidence, and fine, go ahead and conduct your raids. Fine, go ahead and. But I don't know why the media is there. I don't know why we're bringing the public into this without any facts. That's my problem.
And the thing with that is we don't know. Like, it could be one agent that tipped off the media. We don't know. There could be, you know.
Well, but again, then there should be a story floated that this has been leaked, and we're gonna find out which agent leaked it, and they're going to get prosecuted to the full extent of the law. So everything you're saying is right, except for we don't have the follow-up, Lance. We don't have the – why do we have this story in front of us with no facts, really?
Well, I think that's – let's face it. Even the federal agencies love chaos, and they love to be in the media. I think they preemptively do it. I think they preemptively do it. They go out there and they put out information that isn't even true. They talk about evidence they don't have. They talk about theories. And I think the press loves it. They salivate to throw, you know, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, they chum the water with blood, and then here comes the mainstream media sharks. And it doesn't matter what's going on, if there's really a case or if it's really the truth. If they want to undermine something or if they need something pressworthy, they're willing to violate the law, violate people's rights. And we're seeing a pattern in history of abuse across the United States. This is malfeasance, misfeasance, and nonfeasance by federal officials.
I agree 100%. And at the end of the day, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find the cover story that we got was the big old lie. There is truth behind the scenes, but it's going to be impossible to marry reality later down the line. And eventually we're going to find out, well, the government did all kinds of things they shouldn't have done, and they might have screwed up their case against him even in many ways because of what they've done, leaking this to the press and going forward with no facts, et cetera. George, final word on this?
Well, like I said earlier, it's one big distraction because while everybody's, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with P. Diddy, no one's talking about the $1.2 trillion spending package they put through. But,
good point.
The great thing about it, though, Sam, is no LGBTQ flags or Black Lives Matter flags can fly at embassies and across the world, U.S. embassies, that, you know.
Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you better gain special knowledge and situational awareness to deal with generation warfare called fifth generation. And you got to realize this is complex. This isn't something that... And I believe there's psyops going on in the news. And so this Combs story, I'm telling you right now, we're being deceived on it. What the real facts are, I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, there will not be prosecutions of real people doing evil things. It's a protection racket. That is for sure. We have our event coming up on April the 17th in Las Vegas. What am I talking about? The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event is happening April 17th. In Las Vegas. It's a Wednesday. It's an all-day training and press conference. It is going to be killer. General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Sheriff Mack, myself, many others will be there. Several different sheriffs. Darleaf will update us on election fraud. His attorney just got arrested, by the way. And so we've got all kinds of tidbits. We've got our dear friend Bob Songer, sheriff in Washington, who has a blueprint to help set up sheriff's posses around the country. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be one of the most incredible events. And then after we do all the training, we're going to have a pizza party. Then we're going to bust out the press conference. How do you like that? That, by the way, is a day before General Flynn's Flynn movie epic debut in Vegas. So you can get your tickets for the movie. You can also get the tickets for our event, cspoa.org. Check it out. Sign up today. Seating is limited, so you better be ready. It's going to be killer. And we start the next story by saying XX baby. Are you going to rap over that? I'll just say XX baby over and you can start rapping, George. Ready? XX baby.
X.
I was walking down the street just the other day. Okay. We got to get to this. We got stuff
DJ
going on
Ray
tonight.
There, I told you.
Lance, we got stuff going on tonight, buddy, and I'm not going to be rapping. But I am going to be providing some commentary.
You know, I'm not sure that we'd want the rapping. So far, I don't know if you guys are ready to put that out in public as George and Sam rapping. But we do have a big event tonight over on X. I recommend that everybody tune in. It's going to be big. George and myself are hosting it. But we've got a crazy lineup. Not only are you going to be there, Sam Bushman, but of course, Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be there. Roger Stone will be there. Chairman of the GOP, who's been a fighter from Trump since day one, Dave Williams. Scott Pressler. Joe Pags. Obviously, everybody knows Joe Pags from the radio world. Of course, you know him. And Troy Smith, who's the founder and owner of Slingshot News.
And by the way, he's the only one I don't know of the group, by the way. I'll be excited to get to know him a little bit. That's great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I think we're looking at an incredible event. So we're going to be covering, I don't know if you do know the Singer story. Do you know what's going on with this Paul Singer across the country, how he's been funding
all these
operations?
A little bit,
but I think
you've got to break it down a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I think it's really interesting. You know, what we're going to do is try to out him. There's been a big story covered by Roger Stone and Troy White, and it's got to do with Paul Singer having his hands into the and controlling so many Rhino Republicans, including Kevin McCarthy, Murkowski from Alaska. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting the amount of money
he's
he has
around
funneled
big
to
money,
these different
almost
groups.
Like the George Soros of the Republican bent, right?
It's really interesting. I had no idea the amount of people he had funneled money to in the Republican Party. And what he's doing is he's setting up the Democrats to end up controlling the House and the Senate. And the word is that they're going to try to pass laws to make sure that Trump can't run in 2024. Pretty disgusting and definitely unacceptable.
Yeah, he's using money to fractionalize the Republican Party is really the bottom line here. And he's using the old guard Republicans against the Donald Trump style or the new Republican, if you will. And they're using that fractionalization and they're using big money to manipulate those who are yesteryear politicians, but they still have plenty of power. And he's using his money to then use their influence to manipulate reality, George. This is what's going on, right?
It definitely is, because they're setting up the GOP for failure, and they're using it with big money interests, because you have two already congressmen that are retiring early. Like, you could finish, if you want to retire, fine, retire, but at least finish your term out and wait for the new person voted in and take over. Don't do it 4 or 5 months before the election. Two people at the same time in the GOP, and what does that give us a majority right now? One? I mean, it's set up for failure. Can you imagine Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House, everybody?
Oh, man.
I mean, just think about it. It's going to be, if you think things are bad now, giving Joe Biden full control of having the House and Senate is going to be disastrous, whether it be for a month or 2 months or 4 years. If you think now is bad, forget it. It's just going to go downhill. I mean,
so let me say this. I think it's important for everyone to tune in tonight to find out how this operation is being run. And it's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's on X, and it's in X Spaces. If you go over to at the Big Mig Show, that's at the Big Mig Show. Of course, that's our show account on X. You can go ahead and set a reminder to get in there, but get there at 9. Everybody's going to be stacked up. We've got great guests. Simona Mangianti Papadopoulos is going to be a speaker also. We kind of got her added last minute. I think it's a great lineup.
Who did you add? Say it again.
Simona Mangianti Papadopoulos.
George Papadopoulos' wife, yeah.
Yeah, there she's a great investigative journalist. She just outed much of the story about Andrei Dyrchak and Ukraine and the Biden crime cartel operation in Ukraine. She's been doing some incredible journalism and investigations on that whole story. But at the end of the day, listen, this is important. We've got a solution. We're going to talk about people like Dave Williams. We have got to stack the deck, and we've got to get these rhinos the hell out of D.C., Sam.
We do. And the other thing we've got to do is really highlight, you know, the old guard. What they want to do is they want to hold on to the old power structure. Okay. That's what Liz Cheney is all about. The blurring of the lines and the old power structure. That's what, what's that lady that ran for president? What's her name?
Oh, she's Nikki Haley.
Yeah, Nikki Haley and, you know, people like that. They're the ones that want to hold on to the old guard. You got the Mike Pence and these kind of crews. Those are the kind of people that they're putting their hooks into with his money to really manipulate and hate the rest of us. Look, the old party's gone. That's what we've really got to basically teach people and help people understand. The old guard, they're dead. They're hoping to revive themselves. They're on their last gasp, if you will, because, and they're hoping that big money and the power structure of the deep state could put them back in power. And we've got to make sure that never happens, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. I don't know if you've seen the video floating around of Nadler. He looks incoherent. They're trying to prop him up so he can vote on probably that $1.2 trillion bill that never should have even been voted on. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like that country song, prop me up by the beside the jukebox when I die, right?
Exactly. And we have to do it, Sam. We have to get these people out of here. Enough of this rhino, enough of this do nothing, you know, right. And this do everything to corrupt the nation left. We've got to get it back for government, for the people, by the people. And that means we have to put people in there. We have to get them in there. People like Dave Williams, people like Brandon Gill. We have to get them in Congress so that they can stand up for the country and stand up for the American people.
McCarthy is hoping he can leverage the deep state literally for payback, huh?
Yeah, I think this is a get even. And, you know, you look at this. Singer donated to Mike Gallagher. He donated to Ken Buck. And even Kevin McCarthy's on the list. I mean, this list is incredible of people, and they know what Singer's up to, but they're willing to take that money regardless of the consequences for our nation.
George, I'm convinced this is Kevin McCarthy's payback plan. It's the deep state's payback for the rest of us upstarts that think we can change the game. That's what they're hoping to do.
100%. This is McCarthy, the deep state. You know, California, you have people like Schiff over there, McCarthy. Hmm. You know, McCarthy may act like a Republican, but he's definitely uniparty, 100%. I mean, just look, I mean, I just want to bring something up about California. If you look at the Senate race, which Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey, do you know that only 99% of the votes are still counted? They still haven't fully counted for a Senate race or in a primary. Still not fully counted. It's not, I'm looking at it right now. It's 99% of the votes counted. But here's the thing. Like, even though Steve Garvey got more votes than Schiff, but if you look, you have Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. They're the Democrats that, you know, Katie took 1.1 million votes and Lee took 7 and change. That's 1.8 million votes and change that are Democratic votes that most likely is going to go to Adam Schiff, unless something drastically changes over there or Steve Garvey pulls off a miracle. I mean, we're going to have to now deal with this guy in Senate. He, you know, these people just lie. He lied about Russia, and this is why we need the right people in Congress. We need people like Dave Williams that are going to fight, because he actually stood up to the establishment in Colorado and won. You just need, you know, we just need people that are going to have the guts to do it and not be worried about what media is going to say or other people are going to say. Do what's right. They're so afraid of what people are going to say. And that's what this space is all about. It's about getting people to say and do the right thing, what's morally and integrally right at this point.
Tonight, this evening, ladies and gentlemen, 9 p.m., Spaces on X, hosted by the Big Mig. Incredible speakers. Check it out. It's going to be epic. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. George Ballantine Lance Migliaccio and yours truly on your radio. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to take action now. We can't just be spectators. We can't sit on the sidelines. It is a game, and it's for real. And they're playing for keeps, baby. I'll tell you that right now. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic of the United States of America.